Welcome to the November edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. It's a large and diverse issue this month, with psychoacoustics a theme of the papers. We also bring you features on binaural audio, hearing loop amplifiers, and cinema acoustics calibration, along with a report on the recent spatial audio conference. Stereoscopy in pictures can have an effect on the sound mixing of movies, but only weakly, according to a paper by Etienne Hendricks and his colleagues from France. With the advent of so-called 3D movies, this is an important question for audio engineers. For a selection of movie sequences in stereoscopic and non-stereoscopic versions, several different sound mixes were presented to 44 subjects. The aim was to determine whether the picture mode had an effect on the front-rear balance of the ambiance, and it turned out that any effect was relatively weak. In another psychoacoustics paper, Sarah Lebegus and another group of French researchers look into the categorization of sound quality attributes. They describe a purely lexical study designed to group multiple descriptive attributes into a smaller number of categories. The upshot, which confirms proposals made by others, is that there appear to be three groups, one related to space, a second related to defects, and a third that encompasses timbre and quality. Our engineering reports also contain a paper concerned with sound quality, again by a group of French researchers, this time fronted by Sibiri Tiemono. Here the authors discuss the classification of background noise in super-wideband telephony. The aim was to deliver an automatic objective model of perceived quality degradation based upon the background noise present at the originating end of the signal chain and its effect on voice quality at the receiving end. They found that background noise could be divided into three classes, namely environmental noise, breath noise, and crackling noise. They also found signal metrics that related to each of these classes, giving rise to 82% correct classification of unknown noise signals. In their paper on binaural room impulse response simulation, Torben Wendt, Steven van der Paar, and Sebastian Ewart consider how a combination of image source modeling and feedback delay networks can be used to make efficient simulations of room acoustics. And related impulse responses enabled spatially distributed reverberation to be created for arbitrary source and receiver positions, with a good perceived similarity to real rooms. Stefan Tossert, Simon Valsen, and Michael Manu's report on active loudspeaker heat protection is published in this month's journal. They explain the conventional closed-loop approaches to heat protection involving sensors can produce audible artifacts because of sensor delays, so they show that open-loop active heat control can also work. By using a variety of estimation and modeling components, the temperature and driving force can be estimated in real time, and they compare this approach to closed-loop control. There's big news from the Standards Committee this month, with a report on the recent AES-67 Plugfest that happened in Munich. AES-67 is a standard for getting networked audio devices to talk to each other, and the Plugfest was designed to evaluate progress towards that noble aim. The Finns hosted a highly successful conference on all things spatial audio last summer, and in this month's journal, you can read a report on all that happened, along with a more detailed feature by Francis Rumsey on some of the binaural audio research that was presented. While on the topic of conferences, we also present a preview of the Game Audio Conference that's coming up in London next February, and a call for papers for an event taking place in Denmark next summer on audio-induced hearing loss. In further features, Philip Newell throws down the gauntlet to the cinema industry on the acoustical calibration of theaters in our recently launched soundboard series, while John Woodgate explains all you ever needed to know about designing successful current drive amplifiers for hearing loop systems. Find all this, along with news of AES section meetings and recent product launches, in the November issue of the AES Journal. Available now on the AES website at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.